everyone, and welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Adlai Karstarfin. He's from Norman, Oklahoma.
In many circumstances throughout my life, with my darker shade of skin color, I have tried to recognize the spiritual qualities active in everyone, whether I look like them or not. When I do this, I feel comfortable enough to act or respond with genuine sincerity. In thinking about recent events, I have realized that many isms, including racism, are what the Bible calls the carnal mind. An aspect of this malicious claim is that God's creation can be unloved or unloving. It is not true. Of course, what we've seen on the news tells us something markedly different. But to experience real healing, we have to move towards seeing more spiritually. How do you treat someone or think about someone when you know them to be a creation of God? Would you fear them? Want to punish them? Wouldn't you be more ready to forgive them and more ready to help? Or just think more kindly about them? I have learned that as I know others as God made them, they begin to act like God's creation and start to know me more correctly too. This spiritual knowing is how the Christ, God's restorative power, brings human situations more in line with what is divinely true. Mary Baker Eddy writes in Science and Health, "In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals, in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. As we practice knowing the men, women, and children as spirits' offspring, we'll start experiencing more of the beautiful and good and less of the evil that is racism."
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.